Republican West Virginia governor vows to continue fight to protect women's sports as trans athlete competes in girls' state championship. By Catherine Hamilton on May 28, 2025. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey, R., pledged to continue fighting to protect women and girls' sports in response to a transgender-identifying athlete competing in a girls' state championship. Becky Pepper Jackson, a 13-year-old freshman at Bridgeport Senior High School who has been the subject of a Supreme Court case about their participation in girls' sports, finished in third place in the discus event and eighth in the shot put competition, Fox News Digital reported. Morrisey urged officials to keep separate scores so that the true winners can be awarded once we win in court. A boy is currently competing in girls' sports at the high school state track meet in West Virginia, Morrisey posted to social media. It's wrong and unfair. I'm again urging officials to keep separate scores so that the true winners can be awarded once we win in court. We will not stop fighting to protect girls' sports, he added. While West Virginia has a law keeping males out of women and girls' sports, a federal appeals court blocked it last year, ruling that it cannot be applied against a middle school-aged boy who has been taking puberty blockers and identifying as a girl since third grade, according to the report. The state has since appealed the case to the Supreme Court, which in 2023 declined to take up West Virginia's emergency request. I believe what is going on right now in West Virginia, with boys playing sports against girls, to be abhorrent and contrary to law, Morrisey said. While we wait for the Supreme Court to issue their ruling in this case, I'm calling on all coaches involved to let these brave athletes take a stand for what is right without unfair punishment. As we all work toward removing the wrongly decided injunction in upcoming months, I ask for all tournament officials to keep a full set of results so that true winners of each event may be recognized when the Supreme Court rules in our favor, he continued. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.